Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 24, 1806. Clark, confused. Last week, Clark's party were making dugout canoes from cottonwood trees for the trip down the Yellowstone River. Today, they start down the Yellowstone in their newly made canoes, which they've lashed together to make them stable and able to carry all their baggage. As the party proceeds, they pass a fairly large river coming in from the south, which Clark at first believes to be the Bighorn River. He later realizes his error and names the river the Clark's Fork of the Yellowstone. As they proceed, they do eventually pass the actual Bighorn River. Captain Clark writes about the day.
At 8 a.m., we set out and proceeded on very well to a riffle about 1 mile above the entrance of Clark's Fork, or Bighorn River. At this riffle, the small canoes took in a good deal of water, which obliged us to land a little above the entrance of this river to dry our articles and bale the canoes. I also had buffalo skin tacked on so as to prevent the waters flacking in between the two canoes. I thought it probable that this might be the Bighorn River. At 6 miles below the fork, I halted on a large island, separated from the starboard shore by a narrow channel. This being a good place to cross the river, I determined to wait for Sergeant Pryor and put him across the river at this place. For me to mention or give an estimate of the different species of wild animals on this river, particularly the buffalo, elk, antelopes, and wolves, would be incredible. I therefore shall be silent on the subject further. So it is we have a great abundance of the best meat. We made 70 miles today, camped a little below Pryor's Creek of 35 yards on the southeast. Captain William Clark, July 24, 1806.
Sergeant Pryor and his party with the horses crossed the Yellowstone south of Billings, Montana, a mile or two below the mouth of Blue Creek, which Clark called Horse Creek. This location would have been very near the present-day railroad bridge just east of Billings. Meanwhile, Captain Lewis, up on the Marias River, is just about done with his explorations. On July 22, he proceeded up the river and saw where it entered the mountains. He then concluded that since the river had turned to the west, it was useless to explore it any further. Having made this decision, he and his party camped, resolving to rest themselves and their horses a couple of days and take some observations. Looking west from this camp, the men would have seen the main ridge of the Continental Divide in present-day Glacier National Park. Tomorrow, Pompey Spiller.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.